الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to this new silsila where our theme is revolved around the Islamic lifestyle and how should we live as believers, as Muslims, as ummatis of the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yes, we have many challenges in our life, many difficulties in our lives, but how do we handle this? So some of the topics we will discuss in the upcoming episodes, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. But before we go into today's topic of discussion, as always, don't forget the famous hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay. Make those good intentions today. Make them now, in fact, that I'm watching the silsila, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani Channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well. They say that if you truly want to taste the sweetness of your knowledge, then this comes with practically acting upon it, with implementing it in our lives for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you can think of any other good intentions, then make it now. Remember, the more good intentions that you make, the more thawab we can attain from the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I hope your notebooks are out, your pens are out as well. As Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, famous sahabi, says that capture knowledge. Capture knowledge by writing it down. And as they say in English, ink is the best memory. Many things we will forget, but if we write it down, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, we can use this to remind ourselves and to share this information with others as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are many benefits, many blessings and bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Paak or salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, the cause of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the famous narration states, that decorate your gatherings. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, decorate your gatherings by reciting salat and durood upon me. Because this durood that you recite upon me will be noor and light for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. If we also want to be included amongst those fortunate individuals on the day of judgment who has noor and who have light, this is one of the ways. Why spend our precious moments in useless activities or conversations that have no true benefit for us? Engage rather in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and in the recitation of salawat and durood paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Alright, now I want to discuss something which every individual out there undertakes, a journey of life. But where does it all begin? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Before we are physically created, our spiritual self, which means the ruh, the soul, which is contained within the body, is created first and then placed in a universe, in a world called Alam Arwah, which means the world of the souls. Arwah is plural of Ruh. So this is the universe, this is the place where all the souls that are created are placed there. And at about 16 weeks, when the fetus is around 16 weeks in the womb of the mother, an angel is deputed and appointed by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to go and select a specific soul from the world of the souls and to place it in the flesh of that fetus, to place it inside that fetus. So now there is life because there is a soul inside. But the journey continues. So from journeying from the world of the souls into the belly of the mother, and upon pregnancy being introduced into this dunya, this world, this earthly life, what is called also Darul Asbab, the world of means. And from here we grow up, from being an infant to a teenager, an adolescent, an adult. We become parents, grandparents. And then what? From here the journey still continues. When the soul is removed from the body decays and decomposes. That's the end of the body, the physical self. For the ordinary people, yes, we know that the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal, their bodies do not decompose. Their bodies don't decay, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. But when the soul is taken out of the body, there's no more life in the body. And that soul does have some kind of contact with the body. So whatever the body feels after when the body dies, it is still felt because there is a connection between the body and the soul. We place our deceased into the graves. And here this is another world. It is called Alami Barzakh. It is the barrier between this world or the stay in the grave, the barrier between that and the hereafter. When everybody will be resurrected, will be raised up, and judgment day will take place. The day of justice will be established. So this more or less is the journey that every individual, Muslim or not, will undertake. And depending on how we lived our lives, what our beliefs were, then in accordance with that, we will be treated. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal grant us a good death in the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah. Ameen bi jahin nabiyyin ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Allah Azza wa Jal sends us into this world, this worldly life, this earthly life, and each individual has their own circumstances. And you out there, wherever you are in the world, you have your own set of ups and downs. As they say, life fluctuates. One day you're happy, you're positive. The next day, maybe you are sad and you are negative. But life is like this. Many people out there feel, you know, I'm here in the world. I have so many difficulties, so many problems and issues, so many calamities or sicknesses, illnesses, chronic diseases. Or loved ones are affected in different ways, whether physical or spiritual. Allahu Akbar. Keep this beautiful hadith in mind. The summary of the hadith is, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that when Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal wants or has written a high status in his court for a certain individual, for a certain Muslim, and that person cannot attain that high status through his deeds, his a'mal, his actions, then Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal sends difficulties towards that person in the form of financial difficulties and problems, in the form of his children or sickness, and then grants that person sabr, patience, to persevere and to overcome these obstacles in life. And due to that, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal raises that person to reach the status which is written for him or for her. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. So for a believer, we are in this world and we have a definite purpose. We have a goal that we need to achieve. And what is the reason for us being here. This question, so many people, so many intellectuals out there, so many philosophers perhaps are still debating that what is the purpose of being here in this world. But Islam has given a clear indication, has explained it very beautifully and clearly, that what is the purpose of life, what is the purpose of creation, of being here as a human being in this earthly life or in this world. The glorious Quran mentions, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created jinn, the jinn kind, and humankind, except that they must worship me, worship Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So now, we have some direction as believers, as Muslims, then why am I here in this world? Am I here only to wake up early in the morning and quickly have my breakfast, rush off to the office to work, and then work hard the whole day and knock off at 5 or 6 or whatever shift that we have, and then come home, have dinner or supper, read some newspaper, go to bed, and the routine carries on? When I take my off leave, I go on holiday, on vacation, and that's it? No, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, it's much more than that. It is to prepare for what is coming. And there are no guarantees in this world, but one thing, and that is al-maut. Death is a guarantee. Death is the terminator of all pleasures. I know some people out there might be feeling that, talk about life because we are living. Yes, we must do this. You know this concept of YOLO, you only live once. Absolutely. Nobody disagrees with that. But you only have one shot, one chance to fulfill your purpose. You have only one chance to plant as many good deeds as you can for the hereafter. Think about this seriously. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, الدنيا مزرعة الآخرة. This world is a farm for your hereafter. And the scholars mention, if you are going to plant maybe an apple seed, what are you going to get out? What will you harvest? Apples, from an apple tree. You can't plant an apple seed and expect oranges or bananas to grow. So in like manner, if we plant good deeds, inshallah azza wa jal, we will be harvesting the rewards of this in the hereafter. But if we plant bad deeds through our actions and our sins, what do you think will be the harvest in the hereafter? My dear, my respected viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, the time is now. Whilst we have energy, whilst we have the abilities to fulfill that purpose and worship Allah azza wa jal. We live in different communities, wherever you are living in the world, whichever country or city or suburb. So we have to interact with people because human beings are social beings. We have neighbors, we have relatives, we have families, we have friends, parents, spouse, children, siblings. We are all related, connected to each other. And part of worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal is obedience to Allah Azza wa Jal. So truly ask yourself, I need to ask myself as well. Through my deeds and my actions, through my sayings, am I truly obedient to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Really? Or am I obedient to my nafs, my ego, my carnal desires, my base desires, the nafsul ammara, which is constantly urging us towards fulfilling evil desires? Am I obedient to that? Am I obedient to Satan, the cursed and humiliated one? Because Shaitan is very real. Shaitan is not an imagination. Satan is there, and he has others working under him. Spiritual beings, the jinn, and amongst human beings as well. They assist him, they help him to fulfill his purpose. And his purpose is to drag as many of human beings as possible with him to Jahannam. to the hellfire. Because right now, as we speak, Jahannam, hellfire, and heaven, paradise, Jannah, already exist. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this is a very real thing we need to ask ourselves. Am I leading my life in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla? Look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself these questions. Look at yourself and ask that, am I treading on the path towards paradise or towards hell? Difficulties are always going to be there. This world is full of difficulties. The ulama ikram, the grand scholars of Islam have mentioned one of the distinguishing factors between this world and paradise for a believer is that this world is full of difficulties and problems. And in paradise, in Jannah, that doesn't exist. There's no difficulties, there's no negatives, there's no problems, there's no issues, there's no sicknesses, there's no illnesses, diseases, you name it. Paradise is just sheer pleasure and enjoyment for the believers. But we have to work hard for it. How we work hard in this world, at our jobs, so that we get that pay at the end of the month, and we can provide food for our families, clothing for ourselves and our families. We can pay the water, lights or rent. But we work hard, na? So similarly, but even more, we have to work harder for paradise, for Jannah. And yes, Jannah, paradise, a person will only enter if they leave this world with that visa, with that permit. And that is Iman. That is belief, that is faith in Allah Azza wa Jal, in the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the principles of Islam, the pillars of Islam. If a person believes this and his life ends whilst he has these beliefs, then he has the permission to enter paradise through the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we are sent here, let's make the best of it. If I've been doing wrong, whatever sin it could be, remember Allah Azza wa Jal is ever ready to forgive us, but we have to turn to Him. We have to take that first step. They say that the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And that first step for you and I is at-tawbah, is repentance, is sincerely begging Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness. But remember, there are some conditions for this. That when we are making tawbah and we are making dua and we are begging Allah Azza wa Jal, try to cry. Try to shed tears and say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I admit I have done wrong. This is the first thing. We must admit that we have done wrong. We have sinned. This, we don't have to go to any imam for this. In the confines of your home, when even nobody is there, talk to Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And admit your sin. Thereafter, be sincere. Make a firm commitment that, O Allah Azza wa Jal, I will not do the sin again. So that the regret must be there, sincere regret for having done the wrong. And in some circumstances, we will have to seek forgiveness from the people whose rights we violated. Remember, I mentioned we are connected to so many people, the neighbors, friends, family. If we violated their rights, if we took anything from anybody without their permission, if we usurped anybody's property or land, then besides asking forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, we have to return that. If we didn't perform our salah, then besides tawbah and begging Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, we have to make the qada. We have to read that missed salah. No matter how many that we missed, even the fasting in Ramadan, if there was no valid shari'i reason. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we are here in this world, make the best of it. Plant good deeds. Fulfill each other's rights. Because the human being has been given aql, intelligence, understanding. The animals, they don't have this aql. They don't have this intelligence or this understanding that human beings have. And therefore you would see the animal will go on anybody's land to graze. It doesn't know, it can't differentiate that this is my owner's land and this is the neighbor's land. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us this understanding. And Islam, I will urge you, go and study Islam. Study Islam from Islam. Not from the Many Muslims who are not following Islam, the principles of Islam, the teachings of Islam. So many Muslims are not following, unfortunately. But this is the reality. Many Muslims are Muslim by name only. But if you look at their actions, they do not correspond to the teachings of Islam. And from where can we learn about Islam? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami is an international, non-political propagation movement of Quran and Sunnah. And Dawud Islami has branches globally in almost every country. But if you don't find a branch near you, visit our website, dawudislami.net. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you will find loads of authentic information and knowledge that it contains. If you have spiritual problems, then via our website, you can get some kind of treatment and advice. If you want authentic Islamic books, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has provided this facility as well, where books and booklets are translated in more than 30 different languages. And in the English language alone, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are more than 100 different books and booklets on diverse topics. But the aim is for Islah, to do reformation, to help us to reform ourselves. Because essentially this is the Madani mission statement of Dawud Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and people of the whole world. But we begin with ourselves and our family members, our neighbors, our society, our community, and then extend it outwards. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has many facilities. Madrasatul Madina for children, for grown-ups, Jami'atul Madina for those who want to enter into higher Islamic learning, the University of Dawud Islami. So like this, there are many other Madani facilities, Madani activities, like the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtimas and the Madani Doras that happens where we go door to door, house to house, shop to shop, to invite people towards goodness. So this world truly is temporary. All your problems, all your issues, all your difficulties, the biggest ones, you name it. Keep this in mind. That like my life, how it is temporary, my problems, my issues, my greatest difficulties are also temporary. But the real difficulty and tension and stress and anxiety and worry starts when I leave this world, if I did not prepare for the grave and the hereafter. Because the grave, that condition that we will be placed in the grave, is the first step. It is the first stage to the hereafter. If I'm successful there, inshallah azza wa jal, I will be successful on the day of judgment. So my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, take this seriously, that life is not only about earning wealth, not only about making profit, not only about getting an income and looking after myself and my family members. Our deen, our beautiful deen of Islam has taught us very clearly that our purpose is to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. I must live my every moment in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And how do I do this? Ulama Kiram say the best, one of the best ways is to follow the sunnah, the perfect lifestyle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If I do this, I will be obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take for example, before you leave for work, start making good intentions. And, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm going to work to earn my income, my rizq, my sustenance. I want to earn a halal income. I want to spread the message of goodness to others. I want to forbid evil when I go to work. I want to do good to others. I want to help others. I want to refrain from looking at prohibited things or listening to prohibited things. And essentially, I want to please you, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. And in doing that work, whatever it is, as long as it is a halal income, a halal and permitted sustenance, you will be getting reward that whole time because of the intention. Intention, the motive is everything. A person can be doing something good, a good action, but if the intention is wrong, that person can actually be punished for that. Let me give you an example. If a person gives sadaqat, gives some kind of charity to somebody, but what is the intention? If the intention is that I hope somebody is looking at me, somebody is watching me, and somebody praises me and says how generous I am. So this, the intention is to show off. Riyaqari it is called. Ostentation. The intention is takabbur, pride and arrogance. Allahu Akbar. Then for doing the good action, due to the evil intention, the person will get punishment for that. Rather, we save our good deeds. How many good deeds do we have? How many good deeds am I able to perform in the day? How many of those good deeds are truly accepted in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? How many of those good deeds have I wasted? Because of jealousy, because of showing off, because of backbiting, because of all other evils, minor or major sins. Ask ourselves, صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, if, let's say for example, hypothetically, a person is walking in the desert, and as he's walking, there's no trees, there's nobody there, there's no homes, empty, just sand dunes. So he's walking, and from the distance he sees something which is shining. He goes towards it, and he sees it's a watch in the middle of the desert. Now what would he think? That this watch, it created itself and all of a sudden it just appeared there? Of course it's illogical. But he will know that this watch was created by somebody and it has a purpose and it has been lost here. So in like manner, you and I, as a human being, we are the best of creation. If we are going to compare ourselves to the other, the animals or the plants or the oceanic animals, the sea animals, the human being is the best of creation. And from the human beings, from humanity, the best of human beings are the believers, are those who are obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And we have been created, we have been made by Al-Khaliq. We all, what we see, in even what we don't see, there are bacteria, trillions of bacterium all around us. We don't see them. But even Allah Azza wa Jal has created them as well. Allah Azza wa Jal has created us. And we are here to fulfill something, a goal, a purpose. And as I mentioned, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. Am I fulfilling that purpose? This question we must drill into our minds. Because if we don't, what are the consequences? And if I do, then paradise is waiting. And a person will only enter paradise out of the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. But still we have to strive. We have to do as much good as we possibly can. Fulfill those rights. Whether it's your spouse, your children, your parents, your neighbors, and fellow Muslims. Fulfill those rights. Otherwise, we will be accountable on the day of judgment. There's a very famous narration, the summary of which is the person will enter the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment with so much of good deeds, with so much of rewards. And he will be thinking, I'm going to paradise, I'm going to Jannah. All of a sudden, Allah Azza wa Jal will command the angels to hold him. Hold him, because there is a queue. And each person in that queue is clamoring for compensation, is demanding compensation. One person will step forward and say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, this person hurt my feelings, or physically abused me, verbally abused me, used vulgar language on me and my family. This person violated my rights. This person did not fulfill my rights. This person usurped my property. This person did this, this and this. And each person will be compensated. How? Not for the currency of this world, the currency of the hereafter, which is rewards and good deeds. Anyways, from that person's good deeds, some will be given to the first person in the queue. That person will go away. The next will be given to the next person. More and more good deeds will be given to all those who are demanding for their compensation, until this individual is left with no good deeds at all. And you know what? That queue will still be there. And then Allah Azza wa Jal will command the angels, since this person doesn't have any more good deeds to give in compensation to these people, take their evil deeds, their sins, and dump it on this person. And that person who had so many good deeds will end up with so many bad deeds, so many sins, so many evil deeds. And Allah Azza wa Jal will then instruct the angels, take him and throw him into Jahannam. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, please, a humble Madani request. Let us learn how to fulfill our purpose. And again, Dawood Islami has many Madani activities, many facilities, many courses as well, which are offered to empower us with Fard Ulum. What is Fard Ulum? Fard Ulum is the basic and necessary knowledge that each and every Muslim male and female must have. If there's fire and we don't know that, okay, fire burns, it destroys, like a baby, a child's not of understanding. A child may go and put their finger and get burnt. But we as grown-ups, we have learnt that fire, it destroys, it burns, and therefore we will not put our finger in the fire, because we have the knowledge of it. Now, even more importantly, if we don't have the knowledge of how to perform our salah correctly, our wudu correctly, our ghusl correctly, tayammum correctly, or what are the rights of people? How do I fulfill those rights? How do I save my good deeds? How do I rid myself of the evil and spiritual diseases, like backbiting, like jealousy, like showing off, like malice and hatred? How do I protect myself against them? How do I get rid of them? And how do I save my good deeds? Keep these principles in mind. For a good deed to be accepted, it must be done with the correct intention. And also it must be done correctly. If we are reading salah, like, unlike the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can my salah be accepted? Instead of making ruku, I'm doing some other action. Instead of making sajda, I'm doing it incorrectly. Allahu Akbar. The finer details, Dawood Islam is there to help you, to hold your hand and to train us up so that we fulfill our purpose in worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. So we fulfill our purpose in preparation for the grave and the hereafter. So don't delay. Life is just too short. Here today, gone tomorrow. Please, my humble Madani request, that join this beautiful and fragrant environment, Madani environment of Dawood Islami. Get involved in the Madani activities and encourage your family members as well. By doing this, you will see some kind of positive changes, not only in your home, in your life, and hopefully in your community, your society as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Dawood Islami is there to assist. All you have to do is take that first step. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. So take that first step, pluck up the courage, be brave, and march forward. March forward, learn the Fard Ulum, practice upon it, and share it with others as well. You will receive that fulfillment in fulfilling your purpose of creation, your purpose in this life. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal remove the veils from our minds, our hearts, our eyes, and show us that this is the way of fulfilling my purpose here. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't forget, keep watching Madani channel, especially Madani Mudakara with Amir Ahl Sunnah Dam Barakatuhum al-Aliya, the founder of Dawood Islami. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam, the way of life. It's It's summer.